We last saw them at the 5-Acre Shaker at the beginning of the month. Now they are back to play the first night of Salmon Festival. It is Wet Future, and I'm joined by Sean Lyons, lead vocalist and one of the songwriters. Sean, how are you doing today?
I'm very good. How about yourself, Tom?
Doing wonderful, thank you. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to join us. I can only imagine how busy it's all been. If I'm not mistaken, Sean, you were raised in Port Alberni, yes?
I lived there from about, 2 or 3 to, 18 when I went to Vancouver.
So would it be safe to say that this is not the first Salmon Festival you've attended?
I've definitely attended many Salmon Festivals in my day, but I believe this is the first or second one ever playing at. So that's kind of cool. Pretty stoked about that.
You're kind of spoiling us here in Port Alberni. We get to bookend August with you.
We just love playing in our hometown. Well, when I say our hometown, I mean me and Lucas, the guitar player in the band. We'll kind of just take any chance we get to return to the beautiful valley, especially in the summer. It's always a good time.
Now, this is the first year that Salmon Fest has been back since COVID hit. How does it feel to be basically the big act for the first night triumphant return of a Port Alberni classic?
I didn't realize it was the first Salmon Fest since COVID. That's crazy news. Yeah, we're honored, obviously. We love doing this kind of thing. And I understand we're also going to be kind of going up against Cameron Whitcomb, the island's very own. He's a super talented musician as well. He's playing the next night, is that correct?
He is playing the next night, yeah. So I guess you guys aren't going up against each other so much as you are complimenting each other in a way.
We are complimenting each other. We love his work, and hopefully he gets to hear ours someday.
One of the things I noticed at the 5-Acre Shaker, you write the book on how to play to a crowd. Now, at Port Alberni Salmon Festival, we've got Port Alberni's Got Talent going on, people of the town showing off what they can do. Do you have any advice for them on what they can do to win the crowd over?
We're by no means expert musicians. We just love doing it, and I imagine it shows. And after a while, you get more comfortable with that. As for advice, I would just say try and have fun and be yourself and play the kind of music that you love, because you can always tell when somebody's faking it, right?
Yeah, authenticity is definitely key. Now, you've been talking up your latest single, Eggs in the Morning. I imagine that's going to make it into the Salmon Fest playlist, so what can your audience here expect at that part of the night?
Well, Eggs in the Morning is kind of where we bring it down. It's a bit more of a sexy tune. It's kind of revolving around like a tasty relationship and using like analogies for breakfast to come up with a nice little jazzy, poppy, relatable, hopefully, tune that you can kind of, stomp your feet to.
And Sean, how do you like your eggs in the morning?
Lately I've been really into hard-boiled eggs, although I keep messing it up and creating medium to soft-boiled eggs. It's an art that I haven't perfected, but I am looking forward to doing so.
Yeah, that sounds better than me. I kind of tap out at scrambled. Where can we find Wet Future's work if we want to get a little sneak preview of what you got for us on Friday night?
Well, our new single, Eggs in the Morning, can be found all over Spotify, Apple Music, it's on YouTube, wherever you listen to music. We could always use the support of getting extra followers online, Instagram, Facebook, that kind of thing.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And what time are you playing again on Friday?
We're playing 9 p.m., and I understand it's going to be about an hour set.
Fantastic. We'll look for you at 9. Thank you again, Sean, for taking time out of your busy schedule for us today. Looking forward to seeing you up there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tom. We love the people of Port Alberni, and we love playing, so let's all have a great night together.